This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
We return with a special podcast today, and it's on a number of promotions that the Rays have done on the business side and the baseball side, but we're going to stay focused on one particular one on the baseball side, and that is Peter Bendix being promoted to Senior VP of Baseball Operations and General Manager, and he is joining me along with Rays President of Baseball Operations, Eric Neander. Eric, first of all, if you could give some context to this promotion in particular, why now? Why was it important?
A few reasons, and I've talked about this some already. Pete's someone that has grown up in this organization that's been exposed to a lot of different things here and has been a key component to our success, certainly at the major league level the last 2 years. And, with added opportunities to influence the way that we shape our roster, how we lead our major league group, was just deserving of more. This is a role where I think the demands of this game, the demands of these jobs have grown so much that having someone that, ideally is an interchangeable partner, certainly, and especially with the major league club, which Pete has proven to be very capable of, is something that's really important to our success, and couldn't be more happy for him for stepping into that and to take it on here.
Peter, what does it mean to you? You've been here now for 14 years.
Has it really been that long, Neil? Jeez. It's an incredible honor that the organization trusts me, that they've empowered me, and that they've kept me around for 14 years, frankly. And to be able to participate in the leadership with such other wonderful leaders and to be able to learn under Eric and Matt and Brian and work for Stu for this long, and to feel the support from them and how they've empowered me and how they've helped me grow and develop. And now it's my turn to help others do the same thing. It's just truly an incredible honor.
Eric, what does it change? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but this promotion, and you named several others, including Chanda and Laudermilk and Will Cousins being promoted to vice president. What changes in terms of day-to-day, in terms of big picture?
Yeah, I think to running a successful organization, you have to excel at the many day-to-day aspects that come with this work, and we're all beholden to schedules and daily games and just the daily grind of sorts that, like, you got to do that and you have to do it well, but you also have to be able to zoom out and focus on things that are not day-to-day needle moving, but are big picture needle moving. And that's, staff related focus, and making sure that there's a care for our staff, that there's trust within our organization, the people that work here, that there's purpose to their jobs, that we're thinking strategically, that we're driving innovation. Those are the things that are a little more big picture, a little more multi-year focused, and aren't necessarily the day-to-day. And you really have to do both of those things at a very high level, at least in our mind, to be the organization that we want to be. And by expanding our leadership group and by promoting Pete to this space, I think we're going to just be better positioned to manage the day-to-day aspects of it. And we spoke about the Major League Club, and that's one where, that can be really consuming, and appropriately and rightly so. But getting some additional help and support in that space should allow both of us, in addition to others, the opportunity to zoom out as needed, to think more bigger picture, think longer term about what we're doing and which direction we're heading, and also to make sure that there's stronger connections and attachment to the rest of our organization. And that's something that certainly for me, that I'm looking forward to having the opportunity of reconnecting and developing new connections with a lot of the different areas that exist here that are not that tip of the iceberg, which is our major league club.
Peter, have you had a chance kind of to reflect on what this means? Like, big picture, I think I read a feature in Tufts magazine where you went to college that you were hoping to be GM of the Indians someday, and the fact that you went through not one, but two internships, not only it was not only baseball operations, right? Weren't you at either corporate partnerships or another aspect of the business before you got fully involved in baseball?
Yeah, for one summer, for like 2 months, I was in corporate partnership. Then two internships in baseball operations and 14 years total. It's really, it's incredible. I'm so grateful to everybody here. And the more I reflect on it, the more I just feel incredibly lucky and incredibly privileged. I don't feel like I have a job, and I feel like I get to work with friends. And I don't know how many people can say that. And to be able to do that and come from, you know, growing up in this organization and seeing a lot of different things along the way and learning from a lot of different people and being in a position now where I can help others learn and grow. It's like I said, I feel truly extremely lucky to be able to do this.
Eric, you've grown up in the organization too. So give us your perspective. How has Peter grown and what makes him positioned well to be a leader?
Two-time intern to the GM. He's done well. I think it boils down to a lot of the things that are most important to our success. There's an energy and an enthusiasm for this game, first and foremost. There's a desire to improve. But above and beyond all that, there's a real care and respect for the people that work here, the people he works with. And that goes for all perspectives, that goes for all opinions. And really has a unique and exceptional ability to kind of sit between all those perspectives and to find ways to connect them for everyone's greater good and benefit. And that's just something that has continued to develop and to mature over time. And, you know, is a big reason why on, you know, this news being communicated to our staff that you have a lot of people that are really happy for him and are not surprised in the least by coming through here.
Peter, where do you see as your greatest strengths as a leader? And obviously, this is a game where you're always learning. So where do you hope to learn the most in this new role?
I like to think that my strengths as a leader are, hopefully, it's my ability to, kind of like Eric said, see a lot of different perspectives and understand where people are coming from and understand why they think what they think. And as such, I think I can help people connect and kind of synthesize information. And hopefully that leads to, number one, the best decisions possible, but number two, and really more importantly, that trust and that buy-in that is so important to help us move forward. And I think by listening and by trying to understand and then connecting different viewpoints together in a way that might be not threatening and really demonstrates that there's a lot of understanding and respect for how different people view things. Hopefully it allows us to move things forward and to kind of blend perspectives in a way that that helps us get better, that helps us make the right decisions, and that helps us maybe try new things and not be afraid to fail when we do try those new things.
On a lighter note, despite you focusing on your potential to be a pro ping pong player, you also have knowledge you can spread. I think it's what, point systems? You're like right up there with anybody. Do you have any knowledge you want to spread to anyone during the holidays that they can take advantage of?
Oh, I don't know. it's a fun hobby, but I do love to travel. And one of the things that I've been very fortunate with this job is getting to travel. And whether that's with the major league team, whether that's to minor league cities, whether that's trips with our pro scouts or our amateur scouts, the combination of getting out and getting to see different cities and see games from different people's perspectives, I think has been incredibly helpful for my own growth and development.
Eric, all of the changes, including Peter's, gives you guys the opportunity to gain even further perspective. Can you two speak to Chanda's promotion? Because it's believed that she would be the first vice president in the Rays baseball operations staff in history.
Yeah, and fully recognize the reasons why that's notable. But you know, this is really about her qualifications and the impact that, like, a role that we didn't even conceptualize 5 years ago, and now we can't live without it. And just how important that's been to our success. And, you know, Chanda is someone that's been a strategic partner in the general management, you know, actions related to our baseball ops staff. We talk often about the relationship that exists between our staff and the strength of our staff and our on-field success. And, you know, Chanda has been as critical to the former as anyone that's that's been here. So, her ability to help us bring out the best in our people, to help them grow, to help establish and strengthen the culture that we desire. You know, we have so much room to improve, but having someone that has been dedicated to staff related needs from the identification, recruitment, retainment, development across the board, that's not just 5, 10, 15% when it's convenient, we focus on a part of our job. But when it's the entirety of one's job, you can really appreciate the impact that that's made. And that's why she's a vice president of baseball operations now. And beyond that part of it, she's somebody that lives, breathes baseball and baseball ops and understands a lot of the nuance to this world that is not that easy to understand, but for those that work deeply in it. She will continue to expand her reach and her experiences to more general baseball operations things as we go along here. But really that staff component, such an important job, part of my job, an important part of Pete's job, like I said, to have someone that's been fully dedicated to it and is exceptional at doing it. It's as impactful a role as we have here, and she's very well deserving of the opportunity and excited for all that'll be had here.
And Peter, with that, you now will have three vice presidents that are kind of under the senior role in Chanda and Carlos Rodriguez and Will Cousins, who was, head on the R&D side. Give us a feel for the personalities and working with them.
Sure. Just to kind of add on to what Eric was saying about Chanda specifically, I feel so lucky to be able to have worked with her. And I can't imagine our situation before we hired her. And she hasn't been around for that long. And the fact that we went from not even having this role to having this role, having Chanda in this role, and the huge and immediate impact that both having somebody in this role dedicated to staff, and then having that somebody be specifically Chanda. She's taught me so much. I know she's taught a lot of other people so much, and she's been incredibly invaluable, incredibly quickly. And now I can't imagine how we ever functioned before we ever hired her. And I think that's a testament to the importance of the role, but more importantly, it's a testament to Chanda herself and the passion that she brings, the care that she brings, the knowledge and experience that she brings. I don't really know how we ever functioned before that. On Carlos, I mean, I owe so much to Carlos of my own personal growth and development. He has a different background than me throughout baseball, and he's had a lot of different experiences that I've never had, and he's helped me learn. He has been a wonderful colleague, a wonderful friend who has really shared his experience, shared his knowledge. He's just an incredibly supportive guy and incredibly good at what he does. Eric mentioned before that he might have the heaviest plate of anybody, and it really is true with the number of people that he oversees, the number of things that are on his plate daily, and the way that he's been able to manage all of that and continue to have tremendous amount of success throughout all aspects of our organization. It's something that I admire, and I've really learned from him a lot. Will was in charge of our R&D group, and he's now going to be, looking more globally. And I think that's a testament to his skill set being a lot more than R&D. And he's fantastic at overseeing our R&D group, but the way his mind works, the way his personality works and his leadership style, he asks incredible questions. He's incredibly curious. He cares. He's really, really smart. And I think having those skills and his personality dedicated to global issues throughout all of baseball operations, it's going to allow him to grow a lot. And it's really going to allow us to, Eric said, to innovate, to drive, to move forward, to try to remain as many steps ahead as we possibly can as the industry continues to get smarter and smarter every year. And we're going to have to really try to push forward as much as we can. And Will is a huge part of that.
Peter, Eric, thanks very much for a few minutes. Enjoy the holidays.
Thanks, Neil.
Same to you and all the listeners out there.
It's Peter Bendix and Eric Neander, and we thank you for listening to us, and we will chat with you soon.